Well, this morning we're going to talk Julefest as the Danish villages get set for the 35th anniversary of the big Christmas celebration. And Lisa Riggs is going to tell us all about it. Lisa, how are you this morning?
Doing great.
Lisa Steen Riggs. She knows all there is to know about Julefest, right?
Well, we've done it many, many years now. This is our 35th annual, so if we haven't caught on yet, I don't know.
So you got it perfected.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we have a great celebration this year lined up.
Well, and just when you think you have it all figured out, you add some new things.
We did. It's going to be a fun one. Again, it's our 35th anniversary, and we thought, what can we do different? And, you know, at Tivoli Fest, we have the M&M run from the mill to the mermaid. Well, this year, we're going to do the first annual Naughty or Nissa 5K Polar Run on Saturday, the 30th at 8 a.m. from the Little Mermaid in Kimmelton to the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. So we're doing it reverse, and you got a big hill, and we call it a Nissa run because Nissas are elves, and that's something the Danes just love. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun run. We're going to try to perfect it in the years to come, but this time we're going to experiment, and it should be a good time. We have the Trails Committee that's given out peppermint patties at the beginning. And then when you end at the windmill, we're going to have that Danish glug and hot chocolate for you. And the first place runners for men and women will each get a Nissa shirt, long sleeve shirt. And whoever pre-registers gets a free elf hat or a Nissa hat to wear. And we're giving out prizes for the best costumes. Again, it's going to be cold, and we know that, and that's why we're doing this. It's a good way to keep in shape for the winter months, for the 5Ks coming up in the spring and the summer.
Well, if you've ever seen that long sloping hill that leaves Kimbleton heading back toward Elkhorn, you know what? You're going to get that blood pumping. You're going to warm up real fast.
We said the mayor needs to be up on top of that hill, and he'll give you a belly bump up on the top or something. So it should be fun. Again, I like Yule Fest. It's a fun celebration. It's all about the opening of the Christmas season here in the villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton, and it's November 29th and 30th. It's the Friday and Saturday following Thanksgiving. A lot of stores will be open on Sunday, too, but the craft fairs will just be the Friday and Saturday. And I don't know if I should even call them craft fairs. It's not so much crafts. It's almost artware. These people have most beautiful items. In Elkhorn, they're having their 18th annual Main Street Country Boutique in the Elkhorn Town Hall. They have all kinds of, they have bake sales, they have mittens, hats, you name it. They also are giving out door prizes and refreshments and more things going on there. And then Kimbleton Lutheran Church basement is the original Prairie Christmas. And they'll have a lot of primitive and country and the shabby chic, and that's all going on both Friday and Saturday. And then new this year, we're having, it's called Vintage Christmas Junk Style, and that's back behind the egg crate, the north side, the building back there. Julie Larson's having kind of a repurpose upcycle merchandise for sale, along with the egg crate. We'll have their antique and their flea market. And that's as far as, you know, the new things are just happening those days, and of course we have our businesses that are here year-round, being the Egg Crate, the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines, Daisy Girl, Bath and Body, and Old Danish Workshop, along with the Genealogy will be open, the Genealogy Center on Main Street, Elkhorn. They'll be having their research and translation services, but they also will be having some Christmas activities and pepinier, and they'll do a pictorial tour of Denmark. And of course, you know, the Museum of Danish America is having free admission. They have three floors of exhibits, so they'll be giving out coffee and glug and cookies. And glug is a Scandinavian winter drink. They have that exhibit, which is featuring Danish modern design for living. And they have a new exhibit outside. They have new Danish exercise equipment that we They'll be having year-round outside of the Danish Museum. They did change their name, so it's not rolling off my tongue yet, but it used to be the Danish Immigrant Museum, and it's now the Museum of Danish America. And again, they have free admission for that those days. Bestemor's House is also a free admission. It's step back in time, and you can visit a Danish immigrant's home. Bestemor means grandmothers in Danish. And they'll be doing a special Christmas food presentation both Friday and Saturday from 2 to 3. And, of course, the Danish windmill will be having an old-fashioned Danish Christmas market, and they'll be serving glögg and their windmill wine and having free drawings going on both days, and they're also open on Sunday. One of the other things is the Cottonwood Barn in Kimmelton. It used to be the old cell barn. It's a new meeting venue. They invite you to come take a break and relax and see their facility. They're also having hot soup and Christmas goodies. Very impressed with them. They also are having a kind of a benefit for the Emmanuel Lutheran Church for their roof restoration project. And, of course, Danish Countryside Vines and Wines is a must-stop. Also, their little store in Elkhorn will also be open both days. Out at the winery, they will be having free wine tasting and tours available. I know I'm just going on, but we have so much.
It's all right.
Of course, we have Saturday night. We have the free pancakes and sausage put on by the Better Elkhorn Club from 5 to 7 at the new fire station. And following that, there'll be the annual Yule Fest concert, which is at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, featuring a variety of Christmas music put on usually by the local people, be instrument or voice. And following that, we'll be dancing around the Christmas tree, and that's a very good Danish tradition to dance around the tree, and we'll sing Christmas carols. We have food, lots of food, you know, in the villages. That's one thing we're blessed with excellent restaurants. And both the Danish Inn restaurant in Vittles will have specialties both days, and they're also both open on Sunday. But anywhere from the Danish Kringle to Frikadellers to Ebelskivers, it's a must stop. And also, you know, the places that are open usually will have some free samples to try. Of course, you know, Daisy Girl we're very blessed to have her as a business here in town. She wholesales her products all over the country, and then she has a small retail store here on Main Street, and she's offering 10% off. One of the other new things this year is Kimmelton's Park dedication. That's Friday at 10 a.m. in the Kimmelton Park. They have a new sculpture gardens. They have bronze statues that tell the stories of Hans Christian Andersen, and they have all new park improvements, and so they're having a special dedication Friday at 10. And while in Kimmelton, too, at New Century Art Guild and Gallery on Main Street, they're open both days, and they'll be having a Danish artist showing how to make Hardanger Danish folk art. It's a workshop at 1 p.m. both days. So I could go on and on. I don't know how much time you have.
Well, you know, Lisa, when I hear you talk about all these things like this, what jumps out to me in my mind is that it sounds like you get total participation. So many people want to be a part of this. That's what makes it successful.
Well, it is fun, and we're one of the original, which might say, events going on that weekend. We were doing this before there was a Black Friday. you know, we invite you to come shop small. You know, both Elkhorn and Kimmelton, we're probably 1,000 population together. So we have to work a little bit harder to keep our two towns from dying. We're very proud of our Danish heritage, and usually this festival brings in people from 29 different states, is what we had last year. Of course, you know, we have the hotel, too, and then we have our proud sponsors that help us out. And we have a brochure that's located at the local businesses that has all this down in a much more organized format than me talking. But we have a map that shows all the spots to stop at. And again, it's a fun time. We celebrate the arrival of the Christmas season in the Danish villages.
And they can always find more online.
That's right, danishvillages.com or danishwindmill.com. You can get the program or first thing, stop in to pick up the brochure.
Even the old world is on the new internet, right?
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, we hope you have a great start to the Christmas holiday season with Yule Fest in the Danish Villages this year. Lisa, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it. Best of luck.
Yeah, Phil Coleman.